This is HPR episode 2118 entitled, What is App Inventor? It is hosted by Nacho Jordi and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is an overview of the online free Android app creator.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
This is Nacho Jordi, broadcasting one more time for Hacker Public Radio. And today I want to discuss briefly an online application that is quite useful, although somewhat frustrating with its interface sometimes, but nevertheless very, very interesting and very useful. It is called App Inventor, and I think the name itself is a dead giveaway. It's an application created originally by the MIT that allows you to make applications for Android. Initially, as it was created by a university, its purpose was educational, so it was thought, I think its initial purpose was getting as much people as possible introduced in programming. I guess the folks at Google would also have some kind of interest in getting as many applications in their system as possible. So I think, I don't remember it exactly, but I think the project was initially financed or done as a cooperation with Google, and now it belongs only to MIT. Google is no longer in charge of that project. So, well, App Inventor has been around for a while, and the version, its current version is number 2. There are a few differences with version number 1, which is quite, it's a subtlety that it can become a bit important when you're browsing in the internet searching for tutorials, because it's not always very clear, and your tendency is to put on the search engine, you usually would put App Inventor tutorial, and you might be heading to App Inventor 1 tutorials, and it's happened to me a couple of times, and you come to a point where you say, hey, this doesn't make sense, this doesn't match with the menus, and in my view, it is not enough, there's not the explicitly enough shown when you're reading an App Inventor 1 tutorial, and like I say, there are differences, so it's better to use App Inventor 2 as a search term when you look for information on App Inventor, and there's a lot of it. You can find websites, blogs, and YouTube tutorials, and the MIT site itself has a very extensive and very progressive collection of tutorials. You can browse them, you can do them sequentially from the Hello World, a typical example, or you can search for a specific items that are interesting to you. For example, if you want to develop a video game in Android, or you want to do something that involves the GPS, you can go to the specific tutorials that do that. And I like to discuss this resource, this App Inventor, because it's a very good gateway to start Android programming without the overhead of the conventional route of having to install the Android Studio and learning their particular version of Java and having to compile the application. This App Inventor simplifies the whole process and at the same time gives you a lot of power, like I'll discuss in brief. It gives you a lot of options. So, and at the same time, I thought it was a good idea discussing this App Inventor, because I would have loved that someone would have pointed me to this tool, because I remember at the moment when about a year and a half ago I decided that it would be a nice thing to make my own Android applications, just thinking of stuff for myself, like customizing the apps I need. For example, I wanted a chronometer and I didn't find anything that was 100% the way I wanted. So I sought the internet for a tool and I didn't find App Inventor until sometime later. So maybe that's changed in this year and a half, but at that moment it surprised me that it wasn't a more patent thing. I knew there had to be some kind of entry level tool as this App Inventor is, and I wish I would have known it before. So, what are the main features of App Inventor? The main thing is that it's a visual language. They have tried to do things as visual as possible. App Inventor has two windows. Well, by the way, it's an online service. It used to be downloadable, but now you can work directly in the browser. I don't remember if the browser version came later or both have always existed online and offline, but in the online option is as easy as it gets. You just have to type the www, I think it's appinventor.org. You can make sure the name in any search engine, and then you go to the page, you give your data to Google as usual, and they let you into your account. And you store your stuff there, and you don't even have to remember to save your project. That's a thing that really amazed me at first, that freaked me out. Every change you make is automatically saved. So the moment you're done with your programming session, you just close the browser and you'll find your stuff next time in the point where you left it. So, like I said, I'm going to talk about the online version, which is the one that I know better. But I think both, from what I can judge out of tutorials, the downloadable version must be very similar. I think it's available. I'm sure it's available for Windows and for Linux. I'm not sure about Mac. Somebody uses Mac. Probably, I think, being something Google related, they might have covered all the bases, but I'm not sure. Like I say, the fundamental thing about App Inventor is that they try to be as visual as possible, and everything you do there is you do it with drag and drop. There are two main windows. One is the designer window, where you design the appearance the app is going to have by dragging elements into a mock-up cell phone picture in the middle of the screen, and then you, once you've put those elements, you give them different properties, you know, size, you can change colors, etc. For example, you can put text fields or buttons, the usual stuff. And then there's another screen in App Inventor, it's called Blocks, where you define the behavior that those elements are going to have. What do you want your app to do? What do you want to happen when someone clicks the button? And the funny thing about this blocks screen is called blocks because the App Inventor language, which I don't remember the name, I think it's something like Wava or something like that. It's something that sounded like Java, but it's not Java. It isn't important. The thing about App Inventor is that you drag elements which look like puzzle pieces. So you can type the stuff, and it has a very helpful system of self-completion. But you can just drag and drop the pieces of the programming language, and the way the puzzle shapes are is going to give you a clue of what arguments can you use in a command, and that makes it, like I say, very very visual. You can click elements and have an app ready in no time. And also, once you've gone through a couple of tutorials, you just like get the knack of it, and pretty much the things you don't know, you can look for them quickly. Also in the App Inventor interface offers you a link to the forum of users where you can find additional information. So, like I say, the programming process in App Inventor, you go from the design screen, which is what you see is what you get. There you see how your app is going to look, pretty much, an approximation. And then there is the blocks screen, where you define the behavior of the elements of your app. That's what will make your app tick. And it includes things like databases, for example, something that opens a whole world of possibilities, because that allows you to create apps that can store your data and go back to them later. That it makes a whole huge difference in the stuff that you can do. And what else? Once you have the app, once you think you have the app ready, there are several things you can do about it, several ways you can test it or get it ready. App Inventor has the possibility of an emulator, an Android emulator that appears on screen. I haven't been able to use that option. I don't remember what happened. Maybe it was something I had to download and I couldn't make it work, because the usual dependencies problem, I don't remember, but it was the, of all the options to test my app, it was like the trickiest, so I cannot tell a lot about it. I know that it exists and people use it because I've seen it in plenty of videos on YouTube, but I cannot testify how it works. But it has other two options to try your app, Live. And both are very, very good, very very straightforward. One is the so-called companion. The companion is an app that you install in your in the Android device you want to test, and then you click in App Inventor in the computer, and it will compile your app and offer you a QR code, so you can scan as you can scan the QR with your cell phone or your tablet, your Android device, and the app after scanning will appear in your device. And not only that, but you the changes that you do in the computer will appear in the device almost instantly. Every time you make a change, you will see your cell phone or starting to crank out stuff, and then we'll show you the effect of your changes. That I found it amazing. It's a way of testing that is great. You don't have to wait. Other services for Android, you have to compile stuff, wait for them to send it to the email. It can take some time. This one is absolutely great. However, I found that for certain activities, it has limitations. This system, at least that's what happened to me. I don't know if that's, it's an App Inventor thing or has to do with my configuration. But for example, the services that where you want your app to go to a web browser, for example, in my device, sometimes they become sluggish or even they lose connection. So there enters the third option to test your apps, which is simply installing the actual app in your device, which is this is also the option you will use once you think your app is finished and ready to go. So App Inventor admits this other option. It can also do it through a QR code, or if you have problems with the scanner, it also provides you a numeric code you can type in your device, and the app gets installed. So yeah, that's pretty much the overview of what App Inventor can do, which is a lot. Just if you watch the examples, you will see that there's a lot that you can get done with App Inventor, and I think it's an interesting option. Also, the apps you generate are I don't remember the whole process, but I'm pretty sure that you generate APK files that are ready to go in the Google Play Store. So you can make your apps public for the world to see if you're interested. So if you would like to find a way to make apps in Android and you don't know where to start, this is definitely worth checking out. So, well, I hope some of you find it interesting, and that's all I have for you today. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.